Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 0115, The Gopis Complain About Butter Theft. Last time in our Krishna book adventures, baby Krishna and Balarama astonished everyone in Gokula as they first began to crawl. The village was filled with the sounds of their laughter and the gentle jingling of their ankle bells. Their mother smiled as the boys explored the ground, making even the simplest movement a festival of joy. Villagers delighted in watching these playful pastimes, feeling their hearts touched by the sweetness of each new milestone. Tonight, another Gokula wonder awaits, as Krishna's charming mischief draws the attention of the loving gopis. The early sun of Gokula shone softly on winding paths and little whitewashed houses. On this bright morning, a group of gopis, village cowherd women, gathered together, whispering and giggling, their arms carrying empty butter pots. One by one, they approached the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, where she sat weaving garlands. Their hearts brimmed with both affection and a touch of loving annoyance. Yashoda looked up with kind eyes. "What brings you all here, dear friends?" she asked. The gopis stepped forward, their faces shining as much with love as with complaint. "Oh, Yashoda, every day we work so hard churning butter and making yogurt from our cow's milk. But nearly every morning, the pots are empty or broken, and we know who is taking them." From behind Yashoda's shawl peeked two shining eyes, little Krishna, sitting quietly, hands folded in his lap, pretending to be very innocent. "First," said one gopi, "your Krishna comes tiptoeing into our courtyards before dawn. He lets loose our calves, who then hungrily run to their mothers and drink all their milk." Another gopi added, "While we're busy trying to catch the calves, Krishna and his clever friends sneak in and swipe the fresh butter. We try to hide the pots, but somehow he always finds them." The third gopi, with a playful smile, said, "Sometimes your Krishna climbs onto our tall shelves by using overturned mortars and grinding stones. We hear a clatter, and by the time we rush in, we see monkeys hopping around, happily licking up the butter." "Do you know who gave it to them, Yashoda?" The other gopis nodded, eyes twinkling with memory. "If we catch Krishna with butter in his hand, he stares at us with big, surprised eyes, as if he's the most innocent child in Vrindavan." Krishna, sitting in the corner, looked up at Mother Yashoda with a face fresh and sweet as a newly bloomed lotus. His big, dark eyes seemed to say, "Could I really do such things?" One gopi continued. "And if we feed our monkeys little pieces of bread, Krishna scolds us. You shouldn't feed them too much. Yet when he himself finds the butter, he invites all the monkeys and shares every last bit." Everyone chuckled, even trying to look stern. But deep down, their complaints were filled more with love than with anger. Sometimes, the gopi said, if they tried to hide their butter pots up high or inside locked rooms, Krishna would search and search until he found a way in. Sometimes he poked tiny holes in the bottom of the pots, so the butter would slowly leak out and little squirrels or birds would find it. This pastime shows the deep and special love the people of Gokula have for Krishna. The gopis' complaints are filled with affection, not anger. They cherish every moment, whether it brings trouble or delight, because it connects them more closely with Krishna. Even Mother Yashoda's gentle response reveals her loving heart, wanting only the best for her wonderful little boy. The sweet mischief of Krishna is not just play. It invites everyone to laugh and love together, reminding us that devotion can turn even small troubles into happiness. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. True love forgives and cherishes the beloved even when they cause mischief. Sharing with others, even with animals, is a beautiful act of kindness. 3. Sometimes playful trouble can bring people closer together. A loving heart sees the good even when problems arise. 5. We can find joy in every little moment, especially when Krishna is involved. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for filling even the simplest moments with laughter and love. Like the gopis, please help us see the beauty in every part of our lives, even when things are not perfect. Let us always remember you, sharing kindness and joy with everyone, our family, friends, and even animals. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May we rest tonight in your sweet remembrance and wake with hearts full of devotion. Good night, dear Lord. Next time, Krishna's surprising mischief continues in Krishna Eats Dirt and Reveals the Universe. Mother Yashoda will discover something truly astonishing when Krishna's friends rush to her with a new complaint. More sweet wonders from Gokula await.